Now, over the past 10 years, for every one house built here, there were four new workers in need of homes. Dealing with this pent-up demand and resolving the housing shortfall will require 52,000 homes annually over the next 25 years. But if the government wants to resolve this housing need in a 10-year space, it would need to build almost 70,000 homes every year. This data is contained in the latest forecast from the Central Bank. Now, later on, we'll hear from the Central Bank's Director of Economics and Statistics, that's Robert Kelly, but first to our economics and public affairs correspondent, David Murphy. And David, will you talk us through these forecasts from the Central Bank and the impact of this pent-up demand, the impact that this will have and is having on people and on the economy?
Well, Mary, I think the pent-up demand issue is particularly related to adult children who have been living at home for years who want to buy a home, and also people who are sharing rental accommodation who want to buy a home and simply can't. So this Central Bank report looks at that pent-up demand and also looks at the ongoing demand in relation to the increase in the population. And what it says is that if you want to clear that pent-up demand and deal with the ongoing increase in the population, it'll take 52,000 houses every year for 25 years. But if the government wants to take a more accelerated approach, it would require 70,000 homes in 10 years. So the issue really is that last year there were 33,000 homes built in Ireland. The Central Bank says that could be slightly lower this year before it increases. Now, the government has said it could be closer to 40,000 homes this year. We'll have to wait and see. At any rate, what it really means is that there would need to be a very significant increase in house building to deal with these issues.
And does the bank say what needs to be done? How do we do it? How do we build and meet the demand, particularly the pent-up demand, and in a short space of time, a decade?
So it's highlighted a number of issues. The first one is it says there needs to be reform of the planning system. Now, we know the government is bringing in a big piece of legislation in relation to that, but it also says there needs to be an increase in serviced land, and that's land that would have sewage and electricity connections. It says there's too much reliance within the building industry on small firms, and they don't have the efficiency of the scale of larger corporations. It says that's a problem. And it says another problem is a hangover from the property crash, where construction firms had invested heavily in up-to-date equipment and lost out badly because of that. It says now there's a problem whereby there's an underinvestment in the technology that's needed, and that's causing issues as well. So there's a range of things it says needs to be addressed.
And if it doesn't happen, or even if it happens over 25 years, which is the long-term view, what's the economic impact of this housing crisis? I mean, it's being felt already.
Well, it says really that if there isn't the policy changes that are needed to address this, what is actually going to happen is that the housing crisis is going to feed through to the cost of living. And we've already just come through a cost of living crisis, but it says it's going to add problems there. It says it's going to damage Ireland's competitiveness. And we can see that already with foreign investors saying that housing is becoming a major issue now for them deciding whether to locate projects in Ireland. And overall, it says it will undermine the cost of doing business in Ireland. And that's something that the IDA has been highlighting for some time.
And I suppose on the social side, it's cutting off a generation from access to a rental property or the purchase of a property.
I think it does. And so this is really looking at the two sides of it. Obviously, there's the side of people who want to go out and buy a home. And the other part of it is the supply of rental accommodation. And we can see there's pressure there too. I think overall what this is looking at is the whole question of housing and the whole question of meeting that demand over the coming years.
They're also updating their forecasts on the economy. What has the Central Bank been saying on that?
So what it's saying is that overall the economy is doing pretty well. Looking at the domestic economy, it says it's going to expand by about 2.5% this year and 3% next year. But the real indicator regarding how the economy is doing is employment. And we can see that employment is up 3.5% this year. Unemployment is going to remain at a fairly subdued level at around 4% over the coming years. But we can see as well that a lot of the demand for increase in jobs is actually coming from foreign nationals. And there's about 47,000 of them coming into the country to satisfy the demand for jobs in the first half of the year.
All right, more on this subject a little later. But for now, David Murphy, thank you very much. 7:30.